Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable, concealable holsters on the planet. Each American-made holster is built by hand, including the award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0. This holster is made with a comfortable, form-fitting neoprene and spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Purchase the most advanced holster for just $43.88. Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Alien Gear Holsters now offers a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with premium leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of your firearm with zero signs of sag. Pair one up with a holster and save $15. Every Alien Gear holster is backed by an ironclad triple guarantee. This promise includes a forever warranty, a 30-day test drive, and free holster shell trades for life. Conceal in comfort for as low as $29.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
And this is a live radio program. I'm going to take a quick sip here of my coffee. Nice and hot. You know, the polar vortex is moving across the country. And, well, I'm in North Georgia, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Started out 61 degrees this morning and got colder as the day progressed down into the 30s. I guess that's, you know, I guess I'm supposed to forget it's wintertime. But it is a little bit chilly. And the heat in the Crossbreed Holster Studios is not cranking. So, nice warm cup, but it's decaf. I don't need any more energy today, believe me. How you doing today? Welcome to Armed American Radio, the monster broadcast. Couple quick notes for you before we get cracking. I always have a great program lined up for you. Lots to talk about over the course of the show today. But it's been a long 8 years, hasn't it? Been a long 8 years. The year's winding down. Clock's ticking down on us, isn't it? It sure is. And interestingly, this year, Christmas and New Year's fall on the day of the Monster broadcast. So I want to let you know that next week, like you, I will be spending Christmas with my family, and hopefully you will be too. I'm sure you will. As a result of that, you're going to get three classic best of hours of Armed American Radio. I've picked them personally. May make one change in one of the hours. I'm not sure yet. But you're sure to love them. So you can have some fun with them. Remember, we've got a lot of material. Almost 8 years. April 26th will be 8 years worth of material on Armed American Radio. And I have to tell you, very, very proud, of what we've accomplished together on this program over those long 8 years. And a well-deserved break is coming up. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Technically, I'm on vacation after this program until the end of the year. But you know how that goes. That doesn't mean I'm not going to be on the radio. I am going to be on the radio every day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I just might not be that visible until the show airs. But doesn't matter to you because you'll still get your prescription for freedom filled every day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. So I want to thank you for the support, the thousands and thousands of emails I've gotten, and the support that you've shown, and the fight that you've put up and waged over the last 8 years. And boy, I tell you, you're getting ready to see Armed American Radio come at you in January of 2017 in ways you've never seen it before. Shackles are off. We've got some breathing room here. The oxygen masks are off. It's no longer necessary. There's fresh air to breathe. And we're really looking forward to it. I can promise you I am. And you're going to love Armed American Radio as we take you into 2017. Okay, having said that, one thing I want to mention to you, and then I'm going to get onto my guest list. But there's a story out right now, actually. Uber driver fatally shoots would-be robber. I don't know if you saw this or not. Now, I love Uber. I used it just last week, and I know my next guest relies on it all the time. in cities across the country. In fact, I've used it with my next guest before around the country. And the story here is Uber driver fatally shoots would-be robber. Comes out of Aventura, Florida. Apparently, an Uber driver shot a would-be robber who tried to ambush him. He was coming up somewhere. He had just picked up a passenger about 5:30 a.m., something like that, when a van cut him off in front. Guy got out, pointed two handguns at him. The Uber driver responded with his own lawfully carried firearm and killed the guy. That's pretty much the story. But there's something I want to read to you. But before I do that, let me go to my guest. Let's go to Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, great friend of mine, great friend of yours, and also the founder of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Alan, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing absolutely great. A little chilly here in Seattle area, but soon to be heading down to Arizona where it'll be a little warmer.
Oh, it's going to be a lot warmer. I'm jealous because I know where you're going to be. Love it. Favorite place in the area. You guys have had some snow already, huh?
Yeah, but I wasn't here when the snow hit. I was on the road. I was actually meeting with Alan Gura going over what we're going to do legally next year. So I missed the snow.
Well, we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Before I go into that, I want to mention this Uber thing. You heard me talk about this. Let me read you something off of Uber's page from Uber.com. Uber firearms prohibition policy. Our goal is to ensure that everyone has a safe and reliable ride. That's why Uber prohibits riders and drivers from carrying firearms of any kind in a vehicle while using our app. And then there's a little asterisk there. And it says anyone who violates this policy may lose access to Uber. Way down at the bottom of the page with the asterisk, it says to the extent permitted by applicable law. Alan, you use Uber a lot.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, no one asks me if I have my gun with me, and I don't tell them either. So I guess it's don't ask, don't tell.
But an Uber vehicle is a private vehicle that belongs to the Uber driver.
Sometimes yes, but sometimes no, Mark. Example, in New York City, the city law will not allow Uber drivers to own their own car because it competes with the taxi cabs. So what Uber's had to do in New York, as an example, is they lease Uber owns the car and leases it to the drivers. Otherwise, Uber wouldn't exist in the city of New York because of their stupid laws, just as an aside. But, look, when I'm traveling, I have a firearm with me many times for self-protection, and I don't tell people I have it, and nobody seems to ask me.
Pretty much. I guess my question is, does Uber have the moral authority to tell a passenger that they can't do that, number one? And number two, what exactly does it mean to the extent permitted by applicable law? That's a very vague statement, isn't it, Alan?
I have no idea what that means. Does that mean that if you're allowed to carry because you're legally licensed,
right,
Uber lets you do it? The way that's worded, it makes no sense for anybody, quite frankly. So I can't tell you. But this is not the first time an Uber driver has used a firearm to stop a crime from happening. We had one a little while back in Chicago. And back then, if I'm remembering right, Uber wanted to fire the driver, and there was an uproar against it. I don't think the driver was fired, but I don't really know for sure.
It would seem to me it almost sounds to me anyway, Alan, that that's some type of bizarre form of plausible deniability almost. Because in Florida, of course, this guy was a Florida concealed carry permit holder. Obviously able in Florida, not in Uber, you don't have to. You know, it's not like New York City. He's driving his own vehicle. You know, Uber can't tell this guy that he can't have, I guess maybe they can say it's part of a condition of his employment. We don't want you to have a firearm, even though it's your car. I certainly don't believe that's enforceable. And I guess that maybe is that little gray area to the extent permitted by applicable law, meaning, you know, maybe Uber doesn't have the authority to tell them that. But it seems to at least give some type of plausible deniability. Clearly, this guy's not going to face any charges. And
Mark, let's see if Uber keeps him on as a driver or not. We should
we should
follow and track this story, because Uber doesn't keep him on as a driver. I think we all should be yelling and screaming at Uber.
That's exactly the point that I was going to make. We need to watch this and find out exactly what they're going to do with this guy. Not sure. I mean, we may see something reported on this. We'll have to keep our eyes on it, but it's not something that Uber will publicize. Okay, Alan, a whole lot of stuff to talk with you about. Good heavens. I guess I'm going to set it up with this. We were probably going to run up against the break, but that's not a bad thing. The Ninth Circuit, 10-day waiting period on firearm purchases is constitutional. Now, of course, our good friend A.W.R. Hawkins is writing about this, as are many others. But on Let's set this up. On December 14th, the United States Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit, notoriously liberal court, ruled that California's 10-day waiting period on gun purchases is constitutional. In other words, if you go through a background check in California, you then have to wait 10 days. Alan, who brought suit?
Well, first of all, Mark, your description there is coming from the media, I'm assuming, which isn't exactly 100% accurate like usual. I guess it's more like fake news again. what this was about, it was known as Sylvester, and it was brought by the Cal Guns Foundation and the Second Amendment Foundation. We jointly brought this suit. It's been in court for a number of years. At the trial court level, we won the suit. But it wasn't just about a background check, or I should say a waiting period. What this suit was about was if you've already owned a gun, gone through background checks, and waited for your first gun, what possible public interest could there be if you already own a gun, and you go through the background check again when you purchase this new gun? Why should you have to wait 10 days if you already have a gun anyway? There is absolutely no public interest involved here. They can't call it a crime. You know, they might commit a crime of passion because you already have a gun. They're going to say, well, you might go out and commit a crime. Well, you already have a gun. So there is no governmental interest at all in saying you have to go through a waiting period if you're already a gun owner and already have guns and go through the background check when you buy this gun anyway. The lower court agreed with us that there was no compelling government interest, and under intermediate scrutiny, this law is unconstitutional on its face. And, you know, and we won. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals somehow, you know, flipped this, you know, to basically say that, well, gee whiz, if you've already got a gun, so to speak, well, then, you know, your right of self-defense, you have a means of self-defense, so it's not an infringement on your right if we make you wait to get another gun.
All right, Alan, let me stop you right there. Because that's exactly where I was looking here. The Ninth Circuit saw the 10-day wait as a cooling-off period. We'll get some explanation from Alan Gottlieb, who knows this case intimately, when we come back. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you as we're getting ready to wind down the year. Unbelievable, isn't it? 2016 is about officially done. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Still have about a half a month to go, roughly. I'm going to read you some numbers, by the way, later in the show, about a half a month. I'm talking about Illinois, Chicago, just going to blow your mind. Hard to believe what can happen in another 12 days, you know, 13 days up in that place, but good heavens. Anyway, I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, and welcome back to you. Alan, welcome back to the program, my friend. Here's what we were talking about. Let me just kind of brief synopsis. In California, you pass a background check, you go through a 10-day waiting period, you get a firearm, you want to buy another gun, and you have to go through another 10-day waiting period. Here's what Judge Mary Schroeder wrote. Because the Ninth Circuit, quote, saw the 10-day wait writing as a cool 10-day waiting period as a, quote, unquote, cooling off period. And Judge Mary M. Schroeder said this. An individual, this is almost incredible even to read, an individual who already owns a hunting rifle, for example, may want to purchase a larger capacity weapon that will do more damage when fired into a crowd. Alan, that just makes you want to come out of your flipping skin when you hear something so stupid said by a judge. Was this a three-judge panel, by the way?
It was a three-judge panel. It definitely was. And again, you're looking at a judge who obviously was not a Republican appointee and obviously doesn't like firearms and is, you know, you can call a gun prohibitionist. If she could ban guns, she probably would do it. And logic from the bench doesn't make any sense. And none of that has anything to do with constitutional rights. You know, we're talking here about a constitutional right, not about somebody buying a gun and doing damage. It's already laws about, you know, shooting into crowds or, you know, right, injuring people. This is ridiculous. And, of course, one of our problems we have is appealing it. Our strategy right now is basically going to be to ask for an en banc hearing for the whole Ninth Circuit panel to slow this down a little bit because we're minus one judge of the U.S. Supreme Court. To get this case to the Supreme Court, we need to have at least one Trump appointment to that court, thank heavens, and maybe two. So we're going to still stay in the Ninth Circuit on an en banc appeal, and then that stretches out the clock for us to give us more time before we have to file a motion to the U.S. Supreme Court, which hopefully will be a full court with a fifth judge who supports gun rights.
All right, let's talk strategy for just a moment, shall we? You know, back at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, we had the opportunity to listen to Alan Gura, and of course, at that snapshot in time, at that moment in history, here we were at the end of September, another month and a half out, if you will, from the November election, and not knowing at that moment in time what was going to happen, knowing what we wanted to have happen, and from a standpoint of gun rights, what needed to happen, but not knowing it at that time. And part of Alan's talk to the attendees, to the many hundreds of people there, was strategy, you know, in admitting that this would be the next 4 years under Clinton would be very, very difficult going forward, picking and choosing our fights and our court battles and so forth. So let's use that what he was talking about there, and let's take it to today. Obviously, Trump won. As you just mentioned, we've got a Supreme Court justice that is going to keep the balance of power at 5-4. The very strong likelihood that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to retire in the very, very near future, which would give us another, assuming everything works out the way it should, 6-3, really solid position rather than a 5-4. And we could probably see down the road another Supreme Court justice possibly making it 7-2. So from a strategy standpoint, obviously this case now we need to go and have this looked at. If the Supreme Court with 5-4, would you wait until it was 6-3, or would you have it looked at when it was 5-4? What are your thoughts there? Does it matter?
Well, it's not up to us. It's up to the court to take the case. And one of my concerns is that, you know, we could win it at 5-4, but will the court have the judges to hear the case? If we have two Trump appointments, I'm convinced that the court would take the case.
Okay.
So our problem is getting him to take it. If they take it, we're going with the fifth judge. We would win it. I'm sure of it. But my concern is that they won't take it again and just duck the issue. That's one of our problems. And I just had a meeting with Alan. You know, being our single lead counsel and our prime attorney, our prime mover in our legal actions. We're planning out, you know, which cases to slow down, which cases to move, because we're still in a situation where the Supreme Court is still 4-4, and that's a problem for us. You know, to be honest with you, like the Ninth Circuit, this ruling that was just released was obviously, quite frankly, decided upon before the election. And the Ninth Circuit, knowing it's a 4-4 tie, knowing they rule against us, that the Supreme Court is probably not going to hear the case, or if they do hear the case and even, you know, split 4-4 again, the Ninth Circuit ruling would stand. And so what's happened is the 4-4 split there on the Supreme Court has emboldened judges like the judge you quoted to rule against us because they can get away with it. And we got to stop that. A lot of these judges have been thumbing their nose at the Second Amendment, thumbing their nose at the Heller and McDonald decision.
Right.
And with the 4-4 tie right now, they've been getting away with it. Now this thing's going to shift. It's going to take us a little while to get everything in gear. We can get the fifth judge and maybe the sixth judge. But now our legal action program is going to fly even faster.
And see that, there you go. Now that's right. Because now this is what, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pay very careful attention to what you're hearing in this conversation. Because this is what it's like to be on offense. This is what it means to have the ball. This is what it means to be in charge of the playbook. And I want you to think about that in those terms. As we move forward, I know you're accustomed to playing defense, as we all have been, for quite some time. Every week we got up, we had to eat defensive pie. Not anymore. Now we are on offense. So, Alan, obviously then, at this stage of the game, from a strategy standpoint, I want people to understand what exactly this means. The Ninth Circuit ruling affects who?
Well, it affects only the states in the Ninth Circuit, you know, which, you know, pretty much encompass, you know, I think Alaska, Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, Hawaii, you know, and so we're looking at states on the West Coast. But this is a horrible decision, and we're not going to let it stand.
Okay, and I guess the point that I want to make to you, the listener, is if the Supreme Court were to take this case, if they were to take the case under the conditions that you just heard Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation mention, and we were successful at this level, that would wipe out that 10-day wait period. Is that correct, Alan? But if they refuse to take it, it only affects those states that you mentioned. Or, for gosh sakes, if they took it and ruled against us, at that point, it would affect all 50 states, wouldn't it?
It would. You know, there aren't very many states that have a waiting period for particularly for a second purchase of a firearm once you already own one. And again, I want to remind listeners, we won this at the trial court level. And it was an Obama-appointed judge at the trial court level that ruled our way because there's no way you could rule against us on this. There is no governmental interest anymore if you already own a gun for this so-called cooling-off period. So, but what the judge did here and these judges in this decision is they ignored what the lower court rule even ruled. They didn't even look at the ruling. They made up a whole new cockamamie, agenda for this. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, this Alan, you can stay with us one more segment, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Here's where I want to leave us as we go into the break. I want you to hear this quote again, listener, as I take you into the break, from Judge Mary M. Schroeder. an individual who already owns a hunting rifle, for example, may want to purchase a larger capacity weapon that will do more damage when fired into a crowd. As if those people are going to, oh, good heavens, I'm going to have to cut it off there, but you get the idea of what I'm talking about. By the way, we should remind the judge the Second Amendment ain't about hunting in the first place. We'll be right back.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast is sponsored by Alien Gear Holsters. Visit them at aliengearholsters.com. Now back to Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Oh, it's all, man, already halfway through the first hour of the program. Unbelievable. That's indicative of how the day is going to go. no doubt. But that's okay. Lots to talk with you about. So we're going to jump right back in with you, talking with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, a man who has literally had your back for 40 years. Alan, I'm on the SAF.org website. By the way, I don't think I've had a chance to tell you this, how much better the website looks since it's been redesigned. It looks great, by the way.
Thank you very much. I owe that really to my son, who's now the director of development, and Andrew's done a really good job with that.
He has done a great job with it. So if you want to check out what we're talking about, SAF.org, it lays out everything plainly for you about the Second Amendment Foundation. You can find out about the SAF. You can contact them. You can find out about protecting your rights. You can find out where they are in the news, the resources, and, of course, connecting with them, shopping with them, and joining the SAF. I'm a lifetime member, and you need to be a lifetime member as well. All right, SAF's got some new stuff cooking here. Obviously, court cases moving forward now. We obviously are going to – we're looking at a much better strategy now. I know that's what you're probably conferring with Alan Gura about, and some things we want to move the ball forward now we can do quickly and advance some – advance our agenda instead of playing defense, if you won't be knocked back on our heels. But there's the SAF is now you're doing what, investigative journalism now? Tell me how that's going to work.
Well, we discovered a problem we were facing in this past year, and obviously you're aware of it, and some of your listeners I'm sure are. Michael Bloomberg has poured millions of dollars into something called The Trace, and right. it's supposedly a news source about firearms, tracing things about guns and gun rights. And it's obviously as biased as it can be. And if you look at their site, you know, and the stuff they put out, I mean, most of it can classify as fake news. Problem is lots of journalists get that information and then take and write stories about from it. And it spreads all this misinformation and, you know, disinformation. So we've set up the Second Amendment Foundation's investigative journalism project. We're hiring a number of investigative journalists to dig into things, one, to discredit the things that are on the trace that they're putting out, that Bloomberg's propaganda is going out there into the media to explain, you know, and come up with the real facts. And then secondly, to dig in a little bit, you know, find, you know, and do some research and stuff like who are the Bloombergs and the George Soroses and where is this money going and what's this funding and which studies are biased because they were, you know, agenda driven, and going through a lot of investigative work to bring stories to their forefront that normally wouldn't be there because the mainstream press doesn't do that job. And so we're kind of getting a little excited about our investigative journalism project, and I think you're going to see a whole lot of stories breaking during next year, 2017, that wouldn't have been on you know, in the pipeline if it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation investigative journalism project.
Yeah, that's going to be absolutely huge. Now, the mainstream media is in shambles right now, as you know. I don't have to tell you that. They have largely been widely discredited. A number of very high-profile journalists themselves, television journalists, broadcasters, anchors, and one in particular, Bill O'Reilly, just last week said that they will that the organizations who decided to play the games they played during the election will, in his words, absolutely never recover. They're done. Their reputation has been cemented. I agree with that. Do you think you'll be able to get the necessary coverage from what America already has largely discredited by going after? Because I read The Trace. I have every single one of their headlines here from the last, since they've been formed. I'm looking at every one of them. Every one of them exactly, absolutely qualifies as fake news, as you said. Will we be able to get this investigative journalist results or journalism results up to that same mainstream media who has really no interest in discrediting The Trace?
Well, I don't think we're going to get it there, but the thing is we're going to counterbalance it in other places. I think some of our investigative journalists, you know, who break these stories will be on places like Fox News and, you know, Newsmax television. And right. Surely, you know, places, you know, reporters will pick up on these stories in Breitbart and, you know, in the Washington Examiner and the Washington Free Beacon. And what's going to happen is since, you know, the Internet is there and we're allowed to get our stuff out, we're going to see a lot of stuff done as well in social media where these stories will get posted and talked about on Facebook. And so the thing is that, you know, we can't expect that the main so-called mainstream media, I like to call them more the dominant media, but their agenda is to destroy our gun rights, not to help protect them. So we're going to get all these things out there that, you know, in the media and out in the public to be talked about to counterbalance all the millions of dollars that the Bloombergs and the George Soroses are dumping in to news outlets to basically, you know, put out fake news.
Alan, do you believe we will ever get a fair shake. And I like that Dominant Media, by the way. I'm going to have to start using that, and I will credit you with that. I like that, the Dominant Media.
I mean, yeah, because the truth is, you know,
they're not mainstream.
We're the mainstream Americans. I mean, we're the people that believe in the Constitution and what America is about. We are the mainstream. They are not the mainstream. They are trying to manipulate and change what America stands for.
Well, you know, you've heard me say this for a long time, Alan. We've had the discussion on the air. But one of the important factors, one of the important things we have to do, as what you just described, is take the language back. We have to take the language back. We've lost that. Terms like assault weapon and high-capacity magazines, and even what you're saying now, mainstream, you're absolutely correct. We are mainstream, and I like that Dominant Media. Let me ask you this question. Do you think with the shift, with the fact that most Americans, and I say most Americans, know what they got from the quote-unquote mainstream, now we'll refer to as Dominant Media, over the election cycle, and with people like O'Reilly saying, look, they're done, they're in the toilet, Americans know it. Do you think we'll ever get a fair shake from them? Do you think they're fixable?
They're not going to be fixable until it reaches the point that they have so few listeners and viewers that advertisers don't spend money with them. As long as advertisers don't spend money with them, they're going to continue putting out their fake news, so to speak. It's when they can't function anymore. You know, you're seeing some of this happening now. Things like, you know, I don't know if you caught the story over this weekend, but the New York Times is giving up a whole floor, a couple floors in their building, or nine floors in their building.
Eight floors,
because they can't afford to have the staff and their space anymore, and they need to have the rental income from the space in order to survive. Well, when the so-called Dominant Media, and the reason they're dominant is because of the money they bring in and generate. When that money dries up, they're no longer going to be the Dominant Media.
Yeah, there's going to be a different name come up in the course of the next 12 months from that Dominant. I like it. It fits right now, but I think we're going to see that change. I really do. Wow, that's exciting stuff to be able to see a counterweight, if you will, to the Bloomberg.
Yeah, like an example, Friday was the first actually story that the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Journalism Project actually released. The story basically was, which the Dominant Media is ignoring, is the number of school districts across the country that are now allowing teachers to be armed.
Right.
Well, you don't see that in the mainstream press. And so the story is a research piece that talks about all the different school districts in the country that come the first of the year now are going to be allowing teachers to be armed. Well, you know, that's something the anti-gunners can't deal with. I mean, it's like they're in denial on it. They don't want to admit that that's happening. So, we're going to let people know it's happening. And as you let the public know that's happening, more school districts are going to find out about, hey, you know, other districts are doing it. Maybe we should do it too.
You know, interesting, Alan, from this perspective, the truth, you know, we hear the old adage, the truth will set you free. You know, the truth is the counterweight to however many millions Michael Bloomberg wants to spend. Quite frankly, he can spend as much as he wants if all he's doing is telling a bunch of lies. It really doesn't matter, does it, when Americans get the truth or have an outlet to get the truth?
Exactly, and I think that you can look at that in the presidential election. Hillary Clinton spent $1.2 billion.
Right.
Trump spent half that, and while she was, you know, had all the media on her side with all the free publicity she was getting from, you know, all the dominant networks, the bottom line was all that didn't matter because it was enough to get that information out to the people what the truth really was.
Alan, I want to thank you. We're getting ready to knock out this segment, and I appreciate you coming on here again this week and telling us what you're telling us. Great news, as usual, from the great Alan Gottlieb. Alan, we will not be airing live next week. Merry Christmas to you and your family, my friend. And we'll see you on the radio shortly after the new year. How about it?
Great. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners as well.
Thank you. Alan Gottlieb, the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. We will be back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too. Now, that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Woo, that little bit of Rhino Bucket bringing you back in. How about that? Remember those cats? A lot of people say that's an AC/DC knockoff. Yeah, Sean cut it right off. I think he cut it off because that's all there was. Shanto, how about bringing your mic live for just a moment? How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Are you? Get yourself all settled into a new house and everything, right?
Yes, sir. And now I'm doing my defense plan that I always say.
All right. I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to blindside you with that here on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. The defense plan. Tell me about your house.
The family room. The family room splits the house. On one side is my studio and two bedrooms, and the other side is my master suite and bathroom and walk-in closet in the garage.
Sounds like a very similar, and I know this to be the case because we've talked about it, so I won't sit here and pretend I've not heard this before. What we're referring to is you got a ranch, single-family ranch house, very similar to, you know, the single-family Florida-type houses.
Yes.
Where you have a central located room off of, you know, front door foyer gives access into that room.
Yes.
Which leads into a dining room, living room area, and then the kitchen, and then the bedroom split off on both sides.
Yes.
So you're just now starting your defense planning, right? You just moved in over the course of the last couple, 3 weeks. You've been moving in.
Yes.
A little bit here and there. To what degree have you given it thought at this point? Care to tell us, or is this something you want us to follow up with you in subsequent shows?
No, you can follow up, but yeah, I'm looking at the details of, what I need to do. I'm looked at the dog that I'm getting, and just placing, just like you say, always be aware of what's surrounding, what could happen, what are the problems. I was telling my wife the other day, I said, I need to get you a small handgun in case something does happen when I'm not there. Fortunately, there's the master bedroom has a lock on it. Of course, I'm going to reinforce that, but there's three different doors, and I've already told her what she needs to do and make sure that she knows where my stepdaughter is at all times and where they need to retrieve to in case they need to.
Entryways, exit ways, into the house, out of the house.
Yes.
Shoring up that room. Clearly, that sounds like that's the room that you're going to be looking at as what we would refer to as a safe room.
Yes.
For example, you don't have children in the house, so it's just you and the wife and the dog. That gives you a little bit more of a strategic advantage as far as a safe room and so forth.
Well,
you don't
I got
have
my
to maneuver to. Oh, you do have your stepdaughter in the house. Okay,
yeah.
So she's going to be clearly on the other side of the house.
Yeah, but here's the beautiful thing. I'm a late sleeper, so I may go to sleep. I'm usually up very, very late. And, of course, the dog will be in there with me along with my point-and-click device.
Well, it's going to be interesting talking with you about this as you move in and become settled. You know, you
yes.
just started laying your head down there. You've got a lot going on. There's also other things to plan about. You live outside the Dallas Metroplex area. Weather is an issue. Tornadoes become an issue in that area from time to time, as you know.
Yes.
So part of making that plan is not just the self-defense, but is also fire, is also weather-related, and of course, self-defense-related. So it'll be interesting talking with you as you move through that process. I'm looking forward to bringing that topic back up on the show. But congratulations for moving in. So 2016 coming to a close. Been an unbelievable year, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Anything sticks out? Well, the election, of course, but that's over with. But is there anything that sticks out in Shanto's mind relative to the previous year of Armed American Radio?
No, I think everything, well, for one, we don't bring fake news and we don't pivot on stupid stuff.
Fake news,
And we don't talk about derechos either.
Where did fake news come from? Isn't it funny how you just started hearing about that since the election was lost by a certain group of people? Isn't that funny?
I messed around and watched Chuck Todd today, and I actually like Chuck Todd, but John Podesta,
I'm just lost with this guy. Well, these guys are, they're just political pawns that are, lost. They've lost their way, and they haven't quite figured it out. Let me bring something up with you that I'm going to be bringing up with my next guest in the next hour, that, of course, being A.W.R. Hawkins. We've got some amazing happy ending stories to tell you about. But I opened up the show with a happy ending story, and that was the Uber driver fatally shooting would-be robbers who attempted to ambush him and attack him. And while he got laid out, I guess whoever else was in the van with him took off, because that's what good criminals do. They leave their friends behind to die. To me, that's a happy story. That's a happy ending. Chalk one up for the Uber driver. And as Alan Gottlieb mentioned, we want to follow up with this and find out, does Uber follow through? What is Uber going to do? Are you going to keep him employed? Now, he's in Florida, a very gun-friendly state, very self-defense-friendly state. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of backlash here. I think you see backlash against Uber if they attempt to fire him and if he goes public with that information. But if we can find it, we'll let you know. I'm going to make a. I'm going to put a guess out here right now. I don't think Uber's going to do it. I don't think they're going to fire him. Not being in Florida. I think that's what that little asterisk means next to their legal deal. Anyone who violates this policy may lose access to Uber, that, of course, being anti-gun policy, to the extent permitted by applicable law. I think it's very clear that Florida's applicable law permits that type of self-defense activity. There is a story out, terrible story out, making news right now. In fact, I was got it on one of the monitors up on the Crossbreed Holster studio screen right now. I'll quiet that down in case it was coming through the microphone. But there's a horrifying story of about a three-year-old boy out shopping with his grandma, killed in a road rage shooting in Little Rock, Arkansas. This is terrible. And I mention that for a reason. Here he was sitting in the car, no doubt in a car seat in the back of the vehicle with his grandma going Christmas shopping, when some random criminal thought the grandma was taking too long at a traffic light, fired into the vehicle, killing a three-year-old. Just an absolutely horrible story. And it's making national news. As it should. I don't suggest that that story should not make national news. It should. It should be a reminder to all of us that there are lunatics everywhere. Everywhere. And to be very, very careful when we're out and about. You don't know who's around you. This, again, is another reason. Some tips when you're driving. We've heard most of these. Never make eye contact with other drivers and so forth. Go about your business. Try not to do anything stupid that would upset another driver. But in some cases, you simply don't know what's going to set someone off. You're taking too long at a traffic light. Results in a killing of your three-year-old grandson. My gosh. And while this story should make national news, let me tell you what also should be making national news, and it is not. December 2016, 18 days into the month, there have been 32 homicides reported in Chicago. November cleared the year with 80 homicides. October, 78. September, 67. August, 96. Not a peep from what Alan Gottlieb has renamed the dominant media. When we come back, we'll talk with A.W.R. Hawkins about happy ending stories, the Chicago issues. I've got the first segment with you, so I'll cover some of this with you when we come back, and then A.W.R. will be here for the remainder of the program. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember to carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And remember this, wherever I am isn't a gun-free zone. We'll be right back.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.